This is Vectis Radio.
For the people, by the people.
The Earl Mountbatten Hospice Show with James and Judith. Community radio at its best.
Well, we're joining you on a very wet and blustery Wednesday afternoon here in the Vectis Radio studios. I've got Chip with me.
Hi.
My dear wife, Judith.
Hello.
And yes, we've got another hospice show today. We've got loads of things to talk about. One of them is, where on earth is Marion? Well, I think we know where Marion is.
Yeah.
I think Marion's at a school in Lake, so she's going to be running a little bit late, and she'll be joining us on the show in just a little while. We hope. She gets all red at the traffic lights on the way.
Oh, let's hope not. It's not the same without Marion here, is
it? Yeah,
no, it's not as much fun.
Exactly.
So, hurry up, Marion.
Mind you, we might be able to do her, do her out of a job, do you think?
Oh, no.
Because we've got so much to talk about.
We do have a lot to talk about.
Judith, there's a lot of music going on at the hospice.
A lot of music, and that's such a lovely thing. As you probably all know by now, there are regular concerts at the hospice.
They're brilliant.
And the next one coming up is on Thursday, the 2nd of March, and that's one for those of you who love music from the Fab 50s and the Swinging 60s. Mm. Because the Elderberries are coming to the hospice. So please go along, sit back and relax as this talented vocal group entertains you with some really timeless classics. Now that's Thursday, the 2nd of March, 7:30.
Yeah.
Tickets are £10 to include those wonderful canapes.
Yes.
And the lovely glass of wine. Free entry for patients. If you'd like to book, do please contact Tina on 217 311. That's 217 311. Or drop her an email at tina.groves@iwhospice.org. And I know from experience it's worth going for the canapes.
Now, do you think they're called the Elderberries because they are of an elder generation, or is it because their music is so explosive?
I don't know. I think it's a rather nice name, isn't it? The Elderberries.
Yeah, so. I remember sort of trying to make elderberry champagne, and that ended in absolute disaster with bottles exploding all over the place.
Yes, you have to be quite careful, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
Pretty bubbly stuff.
Well, that sounds amazing that the Elderberries are going to be there, but I think people can also join in with a bit of music, can't they, at the hospice in the meantime?
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, if you'd like to go along to the hospice and make music yourself, well, there's the ideal opportunity, because every Wednesday evening from 6:30 to 8:30, music therapist Fraser Simpson is running a choir.
Yeah.
It's open to everybody, absolutely everybody and anybody who'd like to go along is very, very welcome, held in the lovely John Cheverton Centre. Fraser set up this choir, it was only a few weeks ago, wasn't it, James? Pretty recently. And I think they had 57 people turn up.
That's amazing, 57 varieties of people.
Absolutely. And I think they're now over 60 in number.
Wow.
So it's absolutely great. And I think that's a fantastic initiative. And
I'm looking at Chip here.
Chip's
been singing with us in the studio earlier to New York, New York.
Yeah.
What about joining that choir, Chip?
Probably.
I think it sounds fantastic.
I think you make up in enthusiasm for what you lack in voice.
Because we often have a sing-along on these shows, don't we?
We do.
And Marion gets a bit embarrassed.
She does.
We're
all very enthusiastic. Yeah. And actually, you don't have to sing that well to be in that choir, do you?
I interviewed Fraser.
He's a nice guy, isn't he?
He was on the show.
Was it last time?
A couple weeks ago. Yeah.
That's right, because he is a real dab hand on the hospice piano, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's a fantastic pianist.
Brilliant.
Yes, because he was playing some ABBA, wasn't he? I remember that. Oh, it wasn't ABBA.
It was the number out of Cats.
Oh, that's right. The number out of Cats.
Well, I mean, as well as being a really class musician, Fraser is also a music therapist.
Yeah.
And he trained with the National Music Therapy Charity called Nordoff Robbins, which is based in Hampstead in London. And I think, you know, we all deep down realise that music can be terribly therapeutic, even if you're not thinking about it in that context.
Yeah, I mean, I know.
You do just feel so much better for a sing-along in a group, don't you, Chip? Chip knows.
Here is...
Because that's what we do here.
I know.
Here is a track that always makes me feel better, and it always makes me feel really calm. It's Moby, and it's Porcelain. Well, if that was porcelain, it's definitely broken. It actually says Moby porcelain. I can promise you, in front of me, it says on my screen, Moby porcelain. My Shazam has broken, so we don't even know who was playing that track. If you know, please get in touch with us immediately. All you need to do is tweet us at Vectis Radio. If you had Shazam at home. Do you know, I haven't used Shazam for about 2 or 3 years, and I got that sort of Shazam red one, you know, the Bob Geldof one. And I've been touching to Shazam, and the whole thing's collapsed on me. So it's one of those technology days. Let's hope the technology doesn't go wrong with our next interview, because, Chip, you were talking to Lynn Hodges, weren't you?
Yeah, well, she works in the cafe.
Okay, and I think she's got a special song, so let's listen to that now.
Hi, it's Chip here, and I am with Lynn Hodges, and Lynn works in the cafe at the Earl Mountbatten Hospice. How you doing, Lynn?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I love it here. It's beautiful working here. Thank you very much, and it's lovely to have you here, Chip.
So what food do you serve in the cafe?
We have a big variety of food. We do different things with Arnhem food. Last week it was cheeses. This week they're doing pickles, all homemade on the island. We have a big variety of food, Chip, actually. Big variety of sandwiches, baguettes, pork pies, bacon, sausage, you name it, we probably do it.
You can come up here for breakfast. What time does the cafe open?
The cafe opens at 8 in the morning, and they are now going to start opening till 8 in the evening, but I'm not quite sure at this time what nights that is.
So you can get sausage rolls and bacon bats up here.
Yeah, you can get most things. Obviously, the chefs are here through till 7 o'clock in the evening. So whatever you ask for, in the people on the wards, if it's visitors for the patients, they can get, there's a, what they call a light bite menu, and they can ask for anything on that. And if they can, the chefs will do it.
So what's the best bit about working in the cafe?
Well, it's a happy, lively place. It's not the place that a lot of people think, that it's just for death. It's not. There's treatment, there's a day unit, there's pottery, there's art, there's a multitude of things that goes on in Mountbatten Hospice, and it's the most wonderful place out, and the people on the island are really, really lucky to have it. And for people like you, Chip, the volunteers, it's the volunteers that run this place, but it is a really, really happy place to work in.
What would you say to those people that haven't really come up to the cafe yet? And what would you say to those people that should come up to the cafe?
I think people should try it. They do a brilliant Sunday roast on a Sunday. If anybody wants that, I'd advise them to ring up and book, because it's very, very busy. I think a lot of people could do with visiting either the cafe or coming up for the meal, because a lot of people have a misconception of Mountbatten Hospice. They think of it only as death, but it's not. It is a really, as you know, Chip, it's a really lovely place to work in, and it's lovely and alive and cheerful. Okay?
Okay. What song would you like me to play on the radio for you?
Wind Beneath My Wings with Bette Midler.
Okay, here's for Wind Beneath My Wings with Bette Midler.
Jack Savaretti, and that's Written in Scars. You're here with Chip and me for the Hospice Show.
Yeah.
Judith's just, I won't say what she's gone to do.
Yeah.
It's raining outside, and I think all that sound of rain on the roof has made her feel a little bit, well, anyway. Chip, you have just been to the Earl Mountbatten warehouse, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
There's a hospice furniture warehouse here.
There is.
In Newport, and is it impressive?
It's impressive. There's loads of furniture there, and they sell loads of stuff there.
Yeah, and what about hi-fi and stuff like that?
They got a really cool old-fashioned radio.
Oh, right.
And which is pretty cool.
You going to buy it?
Probably, yeah.
Does it get FM for
should be able
for
to.
Our new FM license here?
It's like this radio, and on the top it's a vinyl record.
Oh, yeah.
Play vinyl records.
Yeah, well, you see, when I was a young kid, Chip, it was like that all the time. Those were the height of sophistication.
Yeah.
Anyway, you actually managed to interview a lady called Tracy there,
didn't
you? So let's listen to that.
Hi, it's Chip here, and I am with Tracy. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
So you work at the storeroom at the hospice?
Yeah, it's donation distribution centre. This is where all your donations are dropped off, and we sort them. We have three big main piles at the moment that we're sorting through. This is the clothing warehouse. We also have a bric-a-brac one down the road, so Kate runs that at the moment. We're hoping to bring it back all up here under one roof. So basically the donations come in through the front door, they're brought round here, they're then sorted through the bags. So we have to tip out the bags just in case there's bric-a-brac inside or any knives or stuff, because sometimes donators wrap them in clothing because they think it's safe for us. Once it's sorted, it then goes on to a first sort table. So someone will then double check it, hang it and tag it. It then gets put on a rail, and then we move it further down the warehouse into sections. So we have the menswear section, ladies' tops, ladies' coats. At the moment, we're in the winter season. We're just about to go into the summer season in the next couple of months, so the summer stuff will start coming down off the top rails and the winter stuff will go up. We also sort the stuff for Kissy Puppy that comes in through our door, then that goes off down to them, and they have their own little shop down in Newport. Most shops have one order a week, apart from Newport and Freshwater that have two. We pick them for them. They send us an order form and then we pick them. They go out to the shops on our vans. The vans then collect the next lot of donations that come back into here and then go out again.
So how many shops is there on the island?
We have 10 now. So we have one in Benbridge, one in Shanklin, one in Ventnor, one in Freshwater, one in Newport, Cowes, East Cowes, Ryde, Wootton, and then the little JCC shop up in the John Chiverton Centre. You can call our warehouse on 527-891.
Thank you for letting me interview you, Tracy.
You're welcome.
What song would you like to be played on the radio?
I would like any Bryan Adams song.
Okay, here's a bit of Bryan Adams.
Bryan Adams, who's got something of an island connection.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that some other time. Now listen, Chip, do you like Greek food?
Greek food.
Yeah, come on, name me three types of Greek food.
Oh, is there pizza? Oh,
no, pizza's Italian. Go on.
Souvlaki.
Souvlaki, yeah.
Is that kind of like pasta?
No, souvlaki is like you get this really nice piece of bread, like hot bread. It's a bit like naan bread. And then you stick some lovely lamb that's been charcoal grilled in it with some salad and some tzatziki, you know, some sort of yogurt with cucumber and garlic. So that's one thing. Do you know what tara masalata is?
No.
Have you never had tara masalata? It's this sort of baby pink spread which is made out of cod roe and olive oil. And you also put some... breadcrumbs, I think, Judith, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, and then you whisk it all up, and then it becomes this kind of very light paste, and then you'd have that on some bread, some pita bread.
Oh,
some
bread, probably.
Any more offers? Stifado? Moussaka. Okay,
Moussaka.
Well, I don't know what it's going to be like at the hospice, but there is a Greek night, and in honour of that Greek night, I have got some Tijuana brass. Tijuana brass in just a second. Of course, Tijuana brass is not... Greek, but what they're playing is most certainly Greek. But this Greek night is going to be Friday the 24th of February. I'm really excited about this. I think you should go because there's an authentic... The thought of food is really getting Chip going here, because there's going to be an authentic Greek buffet, there's going to be wine, and there's going to be live piano entertainment by a guy called Kostis Panayotidis. Panayotidis, yeah.
Well done. Can
which
I
is
ask?
Good. Yes,
can
of
I
course. Say, it's only £10. That's amazing.
Do you think they're going to do that dancing that my cousin taught me when she got back from Cyprus? You know, when you're all in a circle and you have your arms round.
Well, I hope so. I think we're going to have...
Great dancing. Yeah.
Do you know what, Chip? We're going to teach you some Greek dancing now. If you want to go to Greek night, and I think you will go to that Greek night because it sounds right up your strasser, it's going to be, or right up your othos, I should say, if it's Greek. It's going to be £10 per person. That's really, really cheap. Friday the 24th of February, 7 for 7:30 p.m. in the John Cheverton Centre. Kostis Paniatodis... maybe I got that right this time. Anyway, Panayotidis, that's right. Kostis Panayotidis is going to be playing piano, and it's £10 on the door.
Wow.
So you can just turn up, or if you want to get tickets in advance, just call 217-320. Right, Chip, are you ready for this? Because this is how you dance in a very Greek way. You ready?
Yeah.
You ready? Okay,
yeah.
Let's start it then.
I'm ready.
Okay, we need to get Marion in here. Marion, come into the studio.
No, she doesn't want to.
Marion. We need you to come into the studio because we're going to be doing some Greek dancing. Here we go. Oh, she's in the studio. Come in here. Right. We've got to get our arms together. I think we better let these people listen to this and have a go at home while we try this. But here we go. It's all going crazy here in the Vectis studio. Plates are being smashed all over the place. And Chip. Chip's been throwing his stiffado all over the place.
I have.
Well done. Anyway, it's going to be a brilliant night at the hospice, and that's coming up next week, Friday the 24th of February. Arcade Fire. Very appropriate for the Isle of Wight. I give you power, and we've got Marion in the studio. Can you believe it? We have got Marion in the studio. She is here in the studio. Congratulations for getting here almost on time, Marion. You've been very busy, though, haven't you? Because you've been with some primary schools.
I have. I've just visited Gatton and Lake Primary School, who are going to do a project with us in a couple of weeks' time.
Oh, that's exciting.
So we've got the whole of Year 5, 31 students coming to meet patients and do an art project over a period of 4 weeks.
Right, what sort of art?
We're going to do a huge 8x4 panel of the Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
And they're going to interview patients and get their history of their favourite place on the island and collage onto the big panel.
Oh, that sounds good. Well, I hope Chip's going to be along to see that all happen.
Yeah,
Yeah, fantastic. And just talking about collages and panels and things like this, tell me about how it's going with all of your quilt making. Is it quilt making? Or?
We are making a 35th anniversary quilt, and I would like anyone out there that would like to join us come on a Tuesday evening between 6:30 and 8:30 to help us create this huge quilt.
Fantastic.
No experience needed.
Is it a patchwork quilt?
It is, yeah, but it's not a traditional one. We're thinking so lots of applique and different designs joined together to make this big panel.
Oh, that's lovely. And I think you kindly said, sorry, I'm being very obsequious now, that you were going to do a little Vectis.
We are. There's a little Vectis
radio. That's
panel.
So sweet, isn't it? Yeah.
That's nice.
That's lovely. Well, Marion, thank you for joining us.
Okay.
Hope to see a little bit more of you in the near future.
Yeah.
So we'll be back in a fortnight. So from Chip, Marion and myself, have a very, very nice rest of the day. And if you're listening to this on Catch Up, hope all's well with you. And do tune in again in a fortnight's time for another hospice show.
The Earl Mountbatten Hospice Show with James and Judith. Community radio at its best.
www.vectisradio.com.